Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, January 30th, 2019. Today, in 1969, the Beatles had their last public performance on the roof of Apple Records in London. The impromptu concert was broken up by the police. An initiative called BürgerInnenAsyl, or Citizen Asylum, is bringing together refugees who are threatened by deportation and people who want to host them in their private apartments. For both sides, such an arrangement can have fierce legal consequences. By law, an unauthorized stay in Germany is punishable for the foreigner, and those who provide assistance may be in principle liable to prosecution for aiding and abetting. In other words, it depends very much on whether the person being hidden is to be classified as an illegal resident or not. Nevertheless, the Citizen Asylum group is self-confidently going public. According to group member Pascal Roth, not his real name, 15 people are behind it. Most of them are still studying and are between 25 and 30 years old. Mr. Roth is 31 and is currently writing his doctoral thesis. Berliners who are willing to take in immigrants, for example, can write an email to the group. The immigrants themselves are referred by advice centers. The people of BürgerInnenAsyl are then in contact with them as well as with self-organized migrant groups or lawyers, so they can also receive legal advice and make their own decisions about their next steps. According to Roth, there are quite a few people who make such a citizen's asylum possible and provide a broad foundation. In some cases, BürgerInnenAsyl also supports the immigrants with questionable status with rental costs or pays for BVG tickets. The money for this comes from donations collected at solidarity parties or demonstrations. Roth stated that the money is for one goal, quote, "We want to work towards Berlin becoming a city without deportations, and we want to prevent as many deportations as possible." By placing them in safe private accommodation, refugees should be able to obtain the right to stay. Through this way, they can either gain time so that lawyers can examine their cases again without time pressure, or they extend the so-called transfer period. When this transfer period expires, usually 6 months, Germany will again be responsible for the asylum procedure and may no longer deport them to another EU country. The people behind Citizens Asylum see what they are doing as civil disobedience. They find their work legitimate when the state, as they say, forcibly deports people to places where they no longer want to live or where there is hunger, misery, or war. Roth added that, quote, "The political discourse trivializes and normalizes deportations. It makes the violence and terror people are exposed to during deportations invisible." Berliners will have to wait a few more years for the construction of high-speed cycle routes. According to Traffic Senator Regina Günther, non-party for the Greens, construction of the first of 10 routes is expected to start in 2022 and will run along the Teltow Canal. The new routes are intended to decrease the travel time of cyclists through the city. On Thursday, the Senate administration in the Schöneberg Town Hall will inform about the plans for the first route. It is the start of information talks, which will also follow to the other routes. The project for the first route is still at an early stage, and later, there will be citizen participation. Making cycling more attractive in Berlin is a major goal set by the Red-Red-Green coalition that has been in power since 2016. The rapid cycling connections are also laid down in the so-called Mobility Act. Accordingly, these routes should run on their own paths, on cycle routes, or on roads separate from motorized traffic. After the robbery of a money transporter near Alexanderplatz last October, Berlin police searched suspects' apartments on Tuesday. At 6 a.m., the mission of several hours began in Tempelhof, Stieglitz, and Kreuzberg in cooperation with the State Criminal Police Office, Special Forces SEK, and the Riot Police. According to police, a total of 180 officers were involved, and four apartments of the two 25 and 38-year-old men were searched that could be connected to the robbery and who are reported to be from a criminal clan and known to the police. The aim was to find further evidence. Both men had been found in their apartments, and they were taken into custody for identification, but not arrested. The confiscated items will now be evaluated. Two suspects had already been arrested 6 weeks after the spectacular robbery, a 38-year-old man who, according to police reports, has a relationship with one of the city's criminal clans known to the police, and a few days later, a 32-year-old man who is said to have procured a getaway vehicle and tools. According to tabloid newspaper BZ, he stole a battery-operated rescue spreader from the volunteer fire brigade, with which the money transporter was opened. According to public prosecutors, the 38-year-old suspect, who was first to be arrested, is accused of serious robbery as well as attempted murder of the prosecuting police officer when shots were fired at an ambulance from the getaway car. The perpetrators did not come away with any money from the robbery. Some of the loot they lost at the scene of the crime, and the other part was left behind in the getaway car. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.